if you know the devil's advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the 2 for Tuesday edition. You know, because it's day two of the Kentucky Brown Jackson confirmation hearing. You know, see what I'm doing there, Dom?
Twofers.
We're going to take a few phone calls in just a minute at 844-967-2789. We got a little close to home update. Robin Voss going on a Righty Whitey Talk Radio, Northwoods Edition, WSAU. And had a few interesting things to say. I'd like to share.
What did the Assembly Speaker have to say today?
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said today he may abandon subpoenas he issued since last fall to election officials, mayors, and others as part of a partisan review of the 2020 election. He was in a radio interview. The Rochester Republican, that's Robin Voss, said withdrawing the legislative subpoenas could help lead to some officials eventually being prosecuted for crimes. So he feels like his subpoenas are getting in the way of the prosecutions.
Sure they are, because that's how it normally works, right?
Well, according to the reporting of Patrick Marley here at the Journal Sentinel, Voss offered no hint of what crimes they could be charged with and did not mention that three district attorneys have recently declined to prosecute members of the State Elections Commission. Voss's idea, floated during an appearance on WSAU AM in Wausau, could wind down the taxpayer-funded review of the 2020 election and the litigation it has spawned. Now, I would point out, I did tune in to WSAU AM just this past weekend. Went on a long drive with my son. Oh, it's the worst of Righty Whitey Talk Radio. Even on the weekends, it was like,
oh no.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was, you know, they were all in on Righty Whitey WSAU. But anyways, Ann Jacobs, the Democratic chairwoman of the State Elections Commission, said she would welcome an end to the Republican review, but said Voss needed to stop making accusations about an election that recounts and court rulings found was conducted correctly. Here's her direct quote. The criminalization of elections administration is a terrible thing to be accusing people of, and it's going to not lead to more effective elections administration. Right? And oh yeah, Voss hired Gableman in the radio interview. Voss noted state law provides immunity from prosecution to those who receive subpoenas from the legislature. He said he may no longer want to make those legal protections available.
Oh, I mean, what a crap show.
Now, here's the Boss Voss quote. I'm seriously considering pulling back the subpoenas because it makes no sense to give people immunity now that we see there's so much that has been found that a Republican attorney general could later prosecute.
But he declined to indicate what has been found. I mean, this is how they do it. They throw out there. I mean, I heard crackhead Mike Lindell talking about some Colorado voting machine. It's like Donald Trump's healthcare plans coming out in 2 weeks. Trust me. I mean, they keep talking, but they don't say anything.
Well, he is saying something very specifically. A Republican attorney general. That's not a county level prosecutor. Those are called district attorneys. Do you see what he's doing here? He's saying if you elect a Republican attorney general, not Josh Call, well, a Republican attorney general is going to prosecute people. Well, I'm just pointing that out. This wasn't, hey, you know, maybe some DA out there has got the evidence.
Listen, he's going to prosecute people. That Republican AG is going to prosecute people for what exactly? See, this is what I'm saying. You can say that, but what are they going to prosecute? Based on what evidence? Based on what crime? What the hell are you talking about?
Do you recall when there was consideration of prosecuting Scott Walker for alleged campaign finance coordination, which was illegal when he was doing it, and he had been advised as such by the GAB? And what did they say about the prosecution? Well, it's purely political. It's inspired by Milwaukee County DA John Chisholm's wife's tears. And you know, this was the ridiculous partisanship that they cast upon the examination of the illegal campaign activity of Scott Walker. What he is specifically telling you is get me a Republican AG and we'll prosecute the right kind of Democrats.
That's great. Under what? Well, like, what are you going to prosecute them for? Exactly.
Well, the same criminality they've been claiming, Dom.
Which is criminality.
Dom, do you understand? Here's something I always point out about Chisholm. If he was truly political, he didn't actually have to convict Scott Walker. All he had to do was charge him. And politically, it would have been dead Walker walking, right? Never would have survived the recall. Well, all a Republican attorney general has to start doing is casting false aspersions. I mean, you don't have to convict. All you got to do is convict him in the court of public opinion. So, you know, you drop a lawsuit against Mark Thompson. You can you charge Mark Thompson and Jacobs. Throw one at Fauci for good measure.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. So Robin Voss is out there specifically stating that if you elect a Republican attorney general, they will engage in a political prosecution of their
political enemies.
Well, I
can read between the lines, Dom. What he specifically said is, you know, we got to take back these subpoenas because they're offering immunity. And now that we see that there is so much that has been found, implying that they found evidence of something, although he doesn't state what it is,
right,
that a Republican attorney general later prosecute.
So motivate the base for some bunk whatever, because he's not saying anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like when he walked out of the meeting. When he walked out of the meeting the other day, with all the right wingers, right, the election deniers, and he said, "Oh yes, there's lots
massive
of voter fraud."
Massive
voter fraud.
He didn't actually say the word voter fraud. He said massive fraud. But
massive fraud. Okay. Well, that's not saying anything. What are you talking about? What fraud? By whom? You know, what statutes were violated? You know, it's one thing to say that. It's another thing to actually go through a political exercise, a political persecution of your rivals. I mean, if what you're saying is true, that is exactly what he's doing, and he's going to do it to motivate the base. But he's got nothing. He's not going to charge anybody anything.
You don't think he actually would carry through on these threats if a Republican attorney general, you don't think they would carry through on the threats to charge? Because I don't think the conviction's the important part. I think besmirching and the charging is all you need to then eviscerate and eliminate the Wisconsin Elections Commission and put, let's say, a Republican elected Secretary of State in charge of the elections just in time for 2024.
Again, to motivate the base, sure. But no,
it's not about motivating the base. It's about changing the way elections are run in the state of Wisconsin. It's way more nefarious.
Based on trumped up charges against Mark Thompson and the Republican created Wisconsin election commissions, based on what? What charge? Murder? What are you gonna charge him with, man? This
elections,
is what I'm saying.
They're going to charge them for a decision made during a pandemic that went contrary to state law, not to send elections commissioners into the nursing homes. And they're saying, well, you went contrary to state law in your ruling in your 5-1, and you broke state law, and we're going to charge you with felonies. That's been it hadn't even been misdemeanors. It's felonies. Well, you could effectively what? I'm not saying you'd end Mark Thompson's career, but the guy's a pretty esteemed lawyer in the city of Milwaukee. A guy under charges?
I'll put money on Mark Thompson with Robin Voss every day of the week and twice on Sunday. Come on, man. That's ridiculous.
I'm just saying all you have to do is besmirch them, and you've given yourself all the cover
eliminate
the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Countersuing, discovery. Talking about an assembly speaker who hasn't even turned over documents required by the judge, him and Gableman. I mean, these guys are actively breaking the law.
It's almost like little acts of fascism.
Right.
It's almost like they might be willing to do a political prosecution, let's say, a Republican attorney general, a Republican legislature, and a Republican governor were in place. And, presuming that red wave that Robin Voss is counting on, well, why not prosecute a few of the Wisconsin elections commissioner? Even if you got to throw in Dean Knudsen with the rest, you take out the entire Wisconsin elections commission and you put in, who's running, Kirkman? I think Kirkman's running for Secretary of State for a position that nobody wants, that's not a real position. I mean, even by the admission of Doug LaFollit, he barely wants the job. He only wants the job to hold the office because if they get a Republican in there, all they have to do is legislate. It's no longer the WEC in charge. It's the Secretary of State. And now you got a partisan elections commissioner.
It's assuming a lot of pieces fall into place.
Well, they might do that with or without the trumped up charges against a guy like Mark Thompson. But what he is specifically telling this person is, elect a Republican AG and then we'll do the prosecuting. I mean, that's massive fascism. I'm just saying. Tell me I'm wrong.
Fascism is their drink of choice these days.
844-967-2789. Andy from Beaver Dam, what you drinking, man?
Hey, Andy.
Well, I'm calling in defense of Dom.
Don't do that. Don't do that, but go ahead.
Because of his upbringing in the Catholic, parochial school, and I had a similar experience where they told you if you weren't an RC, you weren't going to be going. I mean, if you weren't an RC, you wouldn't be going to heaven.
That's Roman Catholic?
Right.
Because I wasn't RC. I'm more of a tab guy.
Well, anyway, they were telling us all the rest of the people were not going to make it to heaven if they didn't stay in the faith,
Andy, would you want to go there if Dom was admitted? I mean, come on. If there's one club I don't need to see Dom at, it's that club. Keep the heathens out.
Well, and then on the act of probation, 40 years up from what you were back in when you were 20, I had my probation revoked.
Oh.
Because I left the state without permission of my probation officer.
Oh. And what's that mean? And you got thrown in the slammer, Andy?
I was thrown in the slammer right at the end of my, and it was my beautiful anger management counselors in Madison that ratted me out to the probation officer. So when I got back, I thought, oh, man, I mean, it's going to be great. And all of a sudden, my phone's going off the rails because you got to get in and report, And then it was off to the Crowbar Motel.
I bet you were so pissed at those anger management therapists.
Oh, God. I'll tell you what, I said, you guys, I was going to ride out the herd even after my probation was done. And now you're going to lose out on your $75 a week, to pay for the fees for the course, So, I don't know. It's nuts. But anyway.
Any lessons were you learned redeemed in jail or prison?
After your sentence and your probation and your Crowbar Hotel, do you feel like you were redeemed?
Was I redeemed? Oh, God, yes. I had to wait for my court date for the judge and my attorney and the assistant DA to say, you have served your time and you're done. So, I don't know, but it wasn't the most, like Trudy's experiences, people not paying child support and other miscellaneous crimes of the guys that I was in there with. It just made me feel, my God, I had a homemade calendar counting the days before I would get out or meet my court date.
What'd you carve them into your arm, Andy? Well, it's a little easier when you're only sitting in the big house for like a week until you get the court appearance.
Yeah. If you got a short term coming up, you can find a way to deal with it. But you wouldn't want to go beyond that because that would be painful. But
Andy, if I ever need a cellmate, buddy, I'm calling you. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. One last segment. Your phone calls. They could be a part. 844-967-2789. Time to redeem yourself.